This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning client of ours. Was on the show actually back in August 21st of this year, 2019. We're talking about no other than BioStage Inc. A lot of excitement is happening over them for their business. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BSTG. And with us today to bring us up to speed and tell us about his new application is the CEO and director of the company, Mr. Jim McGorry. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Everett.
You know, your main product over there is the C-SPAN esophageal implant, better known as the CEI. That being said, you guys recently filed your first investigational new drug, the IND application with the FDA. Where do we go from here?
Yeah, thanks, Everett. You know, I mean, for a biotech company, that's a really key milestone. It's that moment that you take all that preclinical data and that clinical data, and you really show that, you know, their safety to be able to start, a clinical trial. So we're really happy. It's taken years of work. This is a new to the world product, a combination product, and we submitted 4,410 pages. Through six studies, 41 large animals, and a successful compassionate use in man at the Mayo Clinic. So it's a key moment as we wait to hear from the agency, but nice to be able to, on behalf of our consultants and our team and our employees and scientists, to be able to file with the FDA and IND right now.
You know, don't take this the wrong way, Jim, but why does the world need your product?
Thanks. You know, there are so many products, and sometimes it's hard to sort out, right?
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, Everett, right, you know, I've been in the field for a while, and a lot of your listeners, too, know so many new things. But we've heard a lot of new things that come out in the last number of years, genomic areas and molecular areas and, you know, now all of this whole DNA world. And so ours, you know, there's a real unmet health need. And that need is really in children and adults that suffer from a congenital abnormality called pediatric esophageal atresia. It's kind of not known, but if it happened to your family or your own child, you would be devastated with it. And a child is born with a gap between their upper and lower esophagus. And with it right now, surgeons and others can only do what they can. They can try to be able to take this and stretch that piece, or a child's in the hospital for weeks and months in the ICU. Just talked to, you know, a key surgeon that had a child in there now for 6 months since they were born into the ICU. And now all of a sudden, we were able to demonstrate now through the properties of tissue engineering, cell biology, and regenerative medicine that we can implant a scaffold seated with that patient's own cells. And what we've learned about, if you will, mesenchymal stem cells, how these cells will signal other cells to regenerate now
Absolutely.
That organ and fill the space. So that's why we really feel the driving force, it's all about the kids. And we feel that our alternative to give something else, hopefully to surgeons, to be able to help these kids is a really worthwhile cause. And that's why we do what we do. And so that's why I think that, you know, the world, and it is the world, this is a worldwide issue that one in every 4,000 kids are born with this congenital abnormality.
Wow. One in 4,000?
One in every 4,000. In the U.S., right, you know, with 4 million births a year, that's 1,000 kids right now into the U.S. So it's like as a rare disease, if you will. We all already have orphan designation into this space. And so we're continuing to be able to build up. The key thing, Everett, is the scaffold that we put in, right, is a cell delivery device. It delivers cells. It signals other cells. It's a living tube that goes in. And then about a month later, you go down without a surgical procedure and you remove the scaffold. There's no cells on the scaffold anymore because their body is incorporated into them. And so as the child grows, so does the regenerated portion. It's almost like a perfect product for what these kids need.
Now, I know recently you guys, like we said earlier, you filed your first investigational application. When do you think you'll hear back from the FDA, and where do we go from here?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Everett. And so, you know, we filed at the end of October. Gosh, we were trying to file earlier into the year, but it's not just about filing. It's really about trying to get that best case and to be able to get an approved now IND to move forward, you know, by a regulatory body, the FDA, in clinical trials. So the agency has about a month to be able to get back to us right now. We're waiting to hear back at the end of November. So it's a very both unnerving and exciting moment all at the same time. We're continuing to be able to work with former FDA people and clinicians and our own scientists to be able to anticipate those questions, work through what we need to, do the follow-up things that the FDA has told us. So, you know, maybe I'll come back on your show here after, you know, after we get, feedback from the agency. But the key thing is, this is a first in human. It's not easy to do, or somebody else would have done this before. And so with it, we think, Everett, truly that the agency naturally now, they have to make sure that things are safe. They have to ask the questions. It's a combination product of both a device,
absolutely,
you know, and cells. And so we anticipate some questions, what we believe that our consultants, our advisors, our surgeons, our scientific advisory board is well positioned to be able to help us manage these next steps, show the things that we have mitigated that we can kind of work to show the safety and feasibility. So we're excited for this moment, sir.
Jim, just real quick, can you take us through the process? Let's say that you get the application back, it's approved. Take us through the process through clinical phase one and phase two.
Yeah, thanks, Everett. And so if we get, you know, a positive nod from the agency, or if we get some questions that we, if you will, satisfy those questions, that then we move forward on clinical trials. You know, we're very, very pleased that, you know, our primary investigator is Dr. Dennis Weigel, the chief of thoracic surgery at the Mayo Clinic. And, you know, you probably know, like many of your listeners, how prominent a place the Mayo Clinic is.
Absolutely. Been there myself.
Greatest institutions in the United States. And so the agency wants us to do a number of adults. Dr. Weigel has already treated a patient, and that's why it's very appropriate to work through Dr. Weigel. But then we're moving into, if you will, children after we do a couple of adults. And then with that, we'll be working with Dr. Christine Fink at Connecticut Children's and her staff and then others. So it's really to, you know, do those clinical operations to set up that the next step. So if we get the green light from the agency and work to cure those areas, it's then starting treating patients, treating humans into 2020. And so we're really looking forward to that moment, hopefully when it comes, sir.
Jim, before I let you go, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners and your stockholders?
Yeah, thanks. You know, I think the key thing is, Everett, we're not getting ahead of ourselves right here, right? I'd love to be able to talk about where we're going in here or other things that we're doing. We're really kind of very focused into this moment. I think that's the key thing right here, to be able to focus on those clinical trials. And then from there, we'll just really learn about those patient journeys as they go through that. And, you know, if the data continue to hold up as it has in animals and the proof of concept that we have in man, you know, we're just hoping to continue to go down the path and work for the agency for other, you know, programs of expedited review and breakthrough technologies. But we'll cross all those roads when we come to it. So we thank the listeners and your other investors for continuing to be able to, you know, kind of watch BioStage. It's been a long journey. That's what small little bumpy startups are about a little bit, but we're very excited for this moment.
My guest has been Jim McGorry. He's the CEO and director of BioStage Inc. Look him up on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BSTG. Stock's trading around $2.30 with a market cap around $17 million. Jim, I want to thank you for coming on the show today. You know, I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there, and hopefully from your lips to God's ears, everything comes to fruition.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.